flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Been way too long since we heard this, Sam. And for those of you who don't listen to Sam and Greg on a regular basis, there are a handful of people who we have on our show that have their own walk-on music,
yeah.
Kind of like what Johnny used to do in
the
old talk shows. And our next guest is one of them. In fact, he is affectionately known as the Fifth Beatle, too. Because when you and I are gone, either one of us are gone, Jason is the first person who comes in and sits in for Sam and Greg. And Jason Longshore, Happy New Year.
Morning, Jason.
I hope you're doing well. We haven't talked to him in 2025 yet. This is the first time, right?
Yeah.
There you go, buddy.
I think so. What's up, guys?
We are doing fine, and there are a lot of people anticipating what is around the corner with Atlanta United. I got some questions, man, because, and I know you don't have all the answers. In fact, Sam just did a deep dive into going, I wonder when so-and-so is going to be back here, and I don't know, and Jason doesn't know either way. He doesn't know either when he's coming back, but he didn't tell the audience who he was referring to. It was a beautiful radio tease. So will you, Mr. Crenshaw, please
tell everybody.
Well,
he knows
but the audience don't know.
And Jason, Jason's laughing
because
he and I went back and forth about this, and it's something very exciting. Like I said, someone who's a part of our MLS Cup championship team, and it would be, you know, fantastic to have him back. What, if anything, are you hearing about the progress on things with Miguel Almirón?
I think
so. It's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the easier one to try to explain. So the
timing, I don't know. I don't know when he sets foot in Atlanta again, but every report, whether we're talking reporters out of England, where he plays at Newcastle right now, reporters out of Paraguay, where he is from and obviously would have a lot of connections, his agent is from there as well, all those reports, any reports out of, you know, U.S. writers, everything is saying that the deal is all but done. There's been various reports about, you know, terms agreed to verbally and all of that. I think the main point to keep in mind here when it comes to Miguel is Newcastle, the club he's at now, he is not playing regularly, but he's an important depth piece to them. They're probably not going to go out into the market and replace him. They have about another week plus to do that if they wanted to add anybody before their window closes. It doesn't look like they're going to do that because it's not a straight salary cap comparison, but in England you do have limitations on how much you can spend based on how much money you bring in. This is a move for Newcastle to add to the coffers for the summer window, their off-season window. So they'd like to keep him as long as they possibly can to be that depth. Atlanta maybe is a little more flexible in allowing him to stay there a little bit longer to do Newcastle a solid. Remember, Newcastle bought him from Atlanta years ago. So, and Darren Eales is at Newcastle. So there's a lot of, you know, commonalities here to help each other out. The other element to this, too, to keep in mind, because I know people will hear that and freak out and say, oh, he's not going to be ready to play. He's fit. He's playing. He's training. All that's not a concern. And he has a green card. So you're not worrying about the work permit issue side of things that you would for somebody else. So I think Miguel will be here. I don't know the timing of it, but I think he will be here and potentially ready to go opening day.
Let me ask you this, though. Because of where he's been and what he's done at that level, he's coming back here. Can we still afford him? I mean, I don't know if he come back at the same price that he played in before.
Look, the comments that have always been said about Atlanta United when they start to get really muscle flexing in the transfer market, the comments early on out of South America were that Atlanta United has mucha plata, a lot of money. So the money's not going to be an issue. Anytime Atlanta United's name comes up in a set of rumors in South America, somebody will say, you know, tienen mucha plata. And everybody's like, oh, okay, yeah. Because, and remember last summer, you know, they sold Thiago Almada for a lot of money. They sold Yorgos Giakoumakis for a lot of money. They're going to be able to pay whatever transfer fee Newcastle wants. It sounds like that's agreed to. Salary-wise, look, if he's a designated player, you know, you have three guys that are off the books, essentially. You can pay him whatever you want, and they have the ability to do that. You're not – I think the interesting thing about Miguel coming back is he's not the same player. It's 2025. Right. It's not 2018. He's 30. But I think he's probably a more intelligent player because of his time in the Premier League. He's got more experience, so he's got that soccer IQ that has risen. I can't wait to see what he would look like in the system. I think he would fit it to a glove, fit it like a tee. I mean, he'd be perfect. So I'm excited to see what it would look like. I think it's going to happen. I just don't know the timing.
Hey, Jason, say that thing, that phrase again that the players
mucha
say.
Mucha plata.
Mucha plata. Here's, because when you said that, I had two questions that I wondered about. So that's a favorable reason to come to Atlanta. Is
yes.
How much is the airport discussed? And I say that in that for people who are coming to this country to play, getting in and out of America, maybe bringing their family members to here to watch them play, having to come to Hartsfield-Jackson is a plus as opposed to other cities. And is that something that's discussed amongst these players? In other words, y'all can come see me or we can get you here easy because what they have is a part of this city. Is that a thing?
Yeah, I think it's part of the conversation, yeah. I mean, you know, look at it. If you're in South America and your family's from South America and you are coming from Newcastle to Atlanta, let's just take Miguel's situation, it's a lot easier to get to Atlanta from South America than to get to Newcastle.
That's what I'm saying.
Also, when you're talking about other U.S. cities, you know, L.A. is not going to have this problem. Miami's not going to have this problem. New York's not going to have this problem. A Kansas City? Maybe you're talking about connecting flights. You know, Minnesota, maybe you're talking about connecting flights. Things get a little more complicated. So I think the airport and the international connection points that Atlanta has that maybe not everybody honestly truly knows about, this is one of the top international cities in this hemisphere.
Absolutely.
And it is a draw for players, especially, I think, for players from South America, from this hemisphere, who understand what Atlanta is.
All right, Jason Longshore joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as we get ready for Atlanta United taking on Chattanooga. Today, airtime 2:55. You can hear that right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm going to talk about perception just for a second, because one of the things that Sam talked about, he wondered whether or not this player was going to have to take a pay cut coming back. My question is, traditionally or in the past, it was said that when you came to MLS from these other leagues around the world, it was a step down. Well, now Lionel Messi's here, and the visibility of this league has heightened. Is it still a step down, or is it something else that we don't look at? And how do you identify when a player leaves Premier or other places and come play MLS?
It's a good question. It's different. You know, the Premier League is the league with the most money in the world. They should have the best players in the world. Their teams don't always win the European Champions League. You know, their teams are very good, but they don't always win that. You have heavyweights in other leagues in Europe. There's five big leagues in the world, and the Premier League is typically the top one in terms of spending, in terms of overall quality. But Spain's La Liga, Germany's Bundesliga, Italy's Serie A, and France's Ligue 1 are the others in that big five. I don't think France is by far the fifth of the five. I don't think the overall quality of the French league is all that far off of where MLS is today. MLS is in a very different place. It's in a very unique place because you get some of those older players who come. You have, you know, who is still arguably the best player in the world in Lionel Messi. You get up-and-coming young players who come here and then go to Europe. And what you're starting to see now is you're getting that middle tier, that prime of their career kind of player who maybe didn't find the right club in Europe, maybe didn't fit, maybe didn't get that opportunity, maybe a late bloomer, and they come here and they want to stay here and they want to be in this league for a long period of time. That's where it's all started to shift. Just for example, in the current transfer window around the world, the Premier League has spent the most money on incoming transfers. That's not a surprise. Brazil is second. I believe, if I remember right, it's Serie A that's third. MLS is fourth. Okay. And if these two deals that Atlanta is being linked to, the number nine position with Emmanuel Latelath, although other names have come up with that position as well, and Miguel Almiron, MLS could jump into the second highest spending league in this current transfer window before all is said and done.
Wow. Something to watch for, folks. Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline. Jason Longshore, and he is social. You can always find him at Longshoe, at Longshoe. Jason, another question we can get in with you. Talk about what you've seen so far at the training ground and what can we expect to see today in this a soft lunch of the era of Ronnie Daylight.
Yeah, it's been cold this week in training. That's number one. It's been frigid and kind of miserable. They were inside at Flowery Branch for a couple of days. Big thanks to the Falcons for providing some space for the guys. And then they were back in Marietta the last 2 days. What I noticed in the two sessions I saw on Tuesday and on Thursday, the intensity to close the ball down, the intensity to win the ball back was ramped up to mid-season kind of level. I think that is by design. That is something that Ronnie Dyla and his coaching staff want to ingrain in this team, the competitiveness. And Ronald Hernandez talked about it and said the session that we didn't see on Monday was even more intense than the session we did see on Tuesday. That's been a key. I think the idea that in the past maybe preseason was a ramp up to continue building maybe intensity, maybe fitness, maybe all those things. Now, I think the expectation is you need to be fit when you walk in the door. Fitness is going to be an absolute essential to be a part of a Ronnie Dyla team. And you better play 150% every time you're on the field, whether it's a game, whether it's a preseason game, whether it's a cup game, whether it's a training session. And I think those things are starting to take hold. So today, I think it's going to be two groups playing like 45 minutes each. That's pretty typical in preseason. You don't want to overdo fitness at this stage. You want to continue to build that element. But you're not going to be cruising through 45 minutes if you're Atlanta United players in this. I think you're going to be asked to win the ball back high up the field, to win the ball back quickly, get to goal quickly, and really make a statement. You know, the result doesn't matter as much as the performance. And that was the main point that Dyla drove home to me when I asked him about Saturday, when I asked him about this game. That was what he said to me on Thursday. That's what I'm looking for today, is the overall level of performance.
All right, we're up against it here. I want to remind you, Atlanta United at Chattanooga. Everything gets going at 2:55. You can hear that right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Jason, I want to ask you, it's been a couple years, the education of Greg when it comes to soccer. Do I sound as stupid as I did when we first started this? Are you feeling a little
you
prouder?
You didn't sound stupid to begin with, wow. But you're getting it. You're getting there. Now you've added Mucha Plata to your lexicon.
Yeah,
you'll
really?
Be good.
All right, y'all don't get a push. This is the first time we talk to him. That's a hard word. So well, anyway, I just want to make sure if I made some progression with you. And I sound as silly as I am.
Progression is good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I can take that for now. We ain't even got to the first real game yet. This is just preseason. So I'm feeling good about that. All right, buddy. You and Mike Conte have a great call today. And we will
talk
to you soon.
Looking forward to it.
You got it.
Appreciate it, y'all.
There you go. Jason Longshore.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.